At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We continue to listen to testimony in the Take Care of Maya trial. We're now going to hear Maya herself testifying about the very last time that she saw her mother before her mother took her own life in this tragic case. Let's go to the courtroom and take a listen to that testimony.
You're back in the hospital and... did they start to examine you? And if so, what happened after that, if you recall? Or do you recall much after you were sedated would be a better question.
No, but I do remember being in the PICU.
All right. And was there anything else that you recall? Was it just a nurse coming in and out, or were there more people there?
In the PICU, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember... Well, because I couldn't walk or anything, I had to have help using the bathroom. And I remember, it's quite embarrassing, but my dad was helping me clean up and a doctor came in, or so I thought a doctor, because I knew it looked like a doctor because all of them wear this like white lab coat and then there's colored squares across their chest. Usually there's like a name embroidered in, but I didn't see that on her. So I assumed she was a doctor. She came in very briefly, and it was awkward because here I am, you know, naked from the bottom down after using the restroom, and she's asking my dad questions, and then she left the room.
And did you subsequently find out who that was?
Later, I found out it was Sally Smith.
Did anyone from the hospital differentiate Sally Smith from any of the other doctors that you were seeing that day?
Absolutely not.
Did Dr. Smith explain her role in any way?
Never.
And did she question your dad, and I don't know about you, but did she question you or your dad about symptoms and history?
Objection to leaving, Your Honor.
Overall.
No, I do not recall that.
Now, after Dr. Smith then, was your mom telling... the doctors, do you recall who was in there at that time, the doctor-wise? If you don't,
I don't know their names, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Man, female, male?
It was usually more than one, but sometimes they came in individually, and it was mixed gender.
All right. And so was your mom explaining the symptoms? And
she always did. I mean, that was pretty routine. She had to do that for almost every visit.
Was your mom worried from what you could tell, or excited? How would you describe her?
Well, she was definitely worried about her kid, and... We had just moved to Florida, and I don't know if you know, but there was a hurricane during this time, so I think everyone was kind of on edge.
Mm-hmm. Did you learn at that time or subsequently why you went to Johns Hopkins as opposed to other hospitals? Or, well, there was a Johns Hopkins in Sarasota, wasn't there?
I don't know, but it was a distance thing. We were staying at the Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, okay.
Because at the time, it was easier to get to my infusion place with Dr. Hannah rather than driving from Venice to wherever he was located. And it just so happened that the Ronald McDonald House is very close to Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital.
So you were on campus, in other words, at Johns Hopkins?
Yeah, pretty close.
All right. And so your mom told them about the symptoms. Do you recall them questioning you at all about your symptoms?
No.
So what happened after that, to the best of your knowledge? Did you stay up, go to sleep, what?
Well, like I said, there wasn't ever a specific time where I saw the doctors and nurses ask my mom to leave. It was only because this was the day that she had to go to work, and that was my last conversation with her. Whereas with my dad, I vividly remember people coming in and telling him that this was his last time to say goodbye to me.
So was this the last time you saw your mom?
The last time I saw my mom, my dad wasn't there. I was laying in the bed.
This was while you're in your room. Did you go back?
Still in the PICU.
Still in the PICU?
Still in the PICU, yes.
So this is pretty close to when you checked in?
Yes.
Got admitted?
Yes. I know I was still in the PICU. My mom was like picking up her work bag and just like little things she had brought to the hospital. And she said, "I love you and I'll see you tomorrow." And I never saw her again.
Need some water?
Yeah.
I noticed you're wearing a necklace. Why don't you explain that?
Yeah, so December 10th was my birthday. I had turned 11, and I was unfortunately still in the hospital at the time. And the hospital has this program where they collect funds for children who are still in the hospital on their birthday. I was given $20 to spend. And I remember the social worker came in and she asked me what I'd like to buy. I bought a Nerf gun for my brother. I bought my mom a necklace. And then I bought my dad his favorite bag of mints because I didn't have a lot of money left over. But then my Aunt Wendy bought him this little glass Christmas tree, and we just said it was for me. But I bought my mom this very specific necklace that says "I love you to the moon and back." It's just like she always said that to me. And then I found out later that she wore it every single day, and when she was found in the garage, she was still wearing it. And I have it on my neck right now.
Have some water.
Sorry.
We'll get through it. Can we publish 2571001? We're going to switch for a second there, Mai, and ask you about obvious symptoms at the time of your admission. Now, the record reflects it. This is October 8th, 2016, so this would have been the day after you came in.
Yes.
And was this a Friday, and then this one would have been on a Saturday?
Correct.
All right. And what is that there?
It's a lesion, and again, the same thing. It's just smaller ones connecting.
Okay. Now, since that time, have you had the opportunity to review some of the Johns Hopkins records that were supposed to be documenting your condition here and there?
Yes.
All right. Let's show 1001-2645, and I'll represent for the record. It'll show it's the skin assessment for that same day. Now let's look for the 8th here. right, so it's got one circular red scab and one circular pink?
Yes.
But nothing else about the other lesions on your body?
Correct.
Did you have one on your back or not?
I had one on my back, but I also had them in other areas, which they failed to document.
So the ones they're talking about here, and this can be confusing, they're talking about the one on your back, or did they ever talk about the one on your legs?
They never.
The ones on your legs?
Yeah, no, they didn't. Not on that date.
Okay. Let's continue then. So you begin your stay there. Were your mom and dad able to come see you in your room at this time?
At this time, yes.
Okay. Your dad. Okay. And then tell us about the rooms you stayed in during this period of time, October, November, December of 2016. Regular hospital rooms?
So first the emergency room, then the PICU. The most distinguishing thing about the PICU, even though every room kind of has it, is the circular clock. And I remember that because that's all I looked at for days, and I just heard it tick because I didn't have the strength to watch anything on the TV. And then when I was moved up from the PICU to a different floor, I believe it was 7, I stayed on 7 a lot. I had multiple different rooms, even though their policy is every 30 days you switch a room. I think I had, I mean, I stayed there over 90 days, but I had way more than 3 rooms. And these rooms had surveillance cameras. And when I was placed in those rooms with the surveillance cameras, I was told that to not worry about them, they don't work.
So now, if we could, there has been allegations here that you were outside your room 95% of the time. Can you tell the jury whether that's true?
That's not true at all. Most of the time I was in my room. There were times where I went to PT, which I was outside my room, and there was a few occasions where I went to the rec room. But for, I would say, the majority of my time, I was kept in my room.
And was there, did the rooms have the kids that were there, their names on the door or next to the door?
So at one point, I started to get wheeled out into the hallways and whatnot. And that's when I was going to PT or the rec room. Uh-huh. And I noticed something really weird was that all the other rooms on the floor, they had name tags. It would say the patient's name and just the last initial. Whereas with mine, I just had a sheet of paper in there with color-coded stickers. I asked the nurses what the color corresponded to and what that meant and why I didn't have a name, and they would not tell me. I asked multiple nurses, and all of them said, I can't tell you.
During this period of time, do you recall an instance where your mom was trying to get in touch with you and the nurse said something different than just simply putting it through to you?
Which instance?
Was there a time during this period, this first week or so, when your mom called for you and you did not receive the call but overheard what was said?
Yes. So I remember that my mom was on this phone call, and the person who she was speaking to, a person at the hospital, I'm not sure what role they had, but they claimed that I never asked to speak to my mom. I was doing fine. I was okay in my room. I hadn't had any questions about why my parents weren't allowed to see me. And that infuriated me so much because all I did for days on end was demand to speak to my parents. That's all I wanted to do. And I most certainly wasn't just sitting in my room. I was crying. And
That's some of the testimony from Maya Kowalski talking about her last goodbye to her mom shortly before her mother ended up taking her own life. There's more to come in the testimony of Maya Kowalski, and we're going to bring it to you right here. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of this case as we continue to break it down for you here on the Hidden Killers podcast from True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.